Dirt Doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is time to continue to talk a little gardening, and we're going to start. Jump on here anytime you want to at that number, but let's talk about a few things relative to the website that might be helpful for you. One is it, when you look at dirtdoctor.com, and dirtdoctor.com is all spelled out, D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. Right up at the right-hand corner of the page, you'll see a box there. It says Buy Books, Art, and Class. It actually should say Buy Books, Art, and Classes, because we have two now. We have the original class, which is 15 chapters. We did it because still to this day, there aren't any universities that teach the natural organic program in, you know, in concept through details all the way through, and you get a degree in doing organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, golf course management, greenhouse management. It doesn't exist. You can take a few courses here and there that are organic or quote-unquote sustainable, but you don't have a comprehensive program anywhere in the country. Maybe not in any other country either. I'm not positive about that. But anyway, that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons we set up the course. I teach it. It's 15 chapters, and it covers everything. It starts with conversation and instruction on building the soil and then doing bed preparation, planting properly, of all planting things of all kinds. It has two chapters on trees. It has two on insects, one on diseases. It has food crops. It has landscaping, irrigation. You know, in other words, everything that we discuss, it is covered in a chapter or chapters in the course. When you finish, after taking the test and passing the test that's at the end of each class, 15 of them, by scoring 100%, you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center, the nonprofit. And you can, if you're in the business in any way, you can use that information and the seal in your marketing material. And a lot of people are doing that. So just check that out. But the red button right up there that says Buy Books, Art, and Class, that's where you'll find that class and the other class. The second class is a short class. It's on just one subject. It's on the sick tree treatment. How to do it. It's a tree in our front yard that had gotten in distress because it had been silted in by the rains over a period of years. And my cavalier attitude toward it, because I knew I was going to do the sick tree treatment and do a video and a class on it at some point, I had let the plants migrate around the base of the tree, the Nandina in this case. And so we show in the course, even though it's a short course, we show the whole process, starting with how you diagnose that there's a problem. We show those details, and then we show the entire procedure of applying the sick tree treatment. First, getting the plants and the soil and the bark and everything off of the flare. It turned out that this tree has a beautiful big flare, so it's a good example for you to see. And it's a good example for you to see of when you expose sometimes the base of a tree, it creates a little bit of a depression, and water can stand in that area for a while. And some people get real nervous about that, but it's really not any problem. You're keeping that area wet for a period of time until it evaporates or drains away, whereas before, when there was soil on the flare, it was wet all the time, you know, with the soil being on the flare always. So anyway, we show that. We show the procedure of thinning the tree, removing the dead twig growth, which was one of the things that showed us there was a problem. And then the final step was treating the root zone with all the techniques that we use there. So check that out. Books are covered under that same button. The books are available there. The class is available there. And my art, you can see the entire catalog of the art, which covers the current stuff that's available as well as art that has sold. We left all of the that stuff on the catalog, so if you see a technique or kind of a style that you like, we can do a commission thing, something similar. I could never do exactly the same thing. You wouldn't want that anyway, but we can do something very similar. If you see a style or a color scheme or something that you like a whole lot. And the books range from lawn care to trees and everything in between. Some of my books are comprehensive and are a compilation. The big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way, is a compilation of all my books put together. So whatever you're interested in, even a herb book is available there for you that specifically covers the plants that I call herbs, which means any plant that has a use other than just looking pretty. That's what I don't think that herbs means, or herbs, if that's what you say, just means culinary and medicinal things. It means things that have another use other than looking pretty, and that would include things like comfrey. You've heard me talk about making comfrey juice to apply to insect stings and bites and rashes and things like that. So it's all covered. It's probably one of the best-kept secrets we have. The herb book covers a lot of stuff. We're going, and I'll tell you more about things on the website. One of the things that's available, I'll say real quickly, from the course, if you buy the course, the big course, we're still having the buy one and give one free to a friend situation, which basically gives you a two-for-one deal on the big course. The small course, very inexpensive, it's $29.95, but if you're a member of the Organic Club of America, you get a 20% discount from that. Becoming a member of the Organic Club of America, you do right online, too. The information is right on that home page. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go. Right now, I'm going to go to Garland, though, and talk to Jane. Hello, Jane.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Same to you.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I planted some vinca flowers a year, maybe a year and a half ago. I can't remember exactly when I planted them, whenever the nurseries have them in supply.
Mm-hmm.
And they're vinca. It's Cora XDR Polka Dot with big white blossoms with a pink reddish center.
Right.
And they came up from seed this year. I mean, there's no way those plants survived the freeze from the prior year.
They will come up from seed, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, they will. And I'll tell you a little secret about that, too. That vinca coral or periwinkles, whatever you want to call it, that Cora is one of the new ones. I've got some red ones myself at home right now. They're holding up pretty well. But one interesting thing happens. Periwinkles have a little built-in flaw. They get a fungal disease on the stem a lot of times, especially when they're being fertilized with organic fertilizers and watered too much. But it can take the plants out, sometimes just wipe them out. The new periwinkles like Cora and some of the others are less susceptible to it. But one thing that happens that's pretty fascinating is that if you let periwinkles go to seed and then the plants come back from seed the next year, those that come from seed won't have the disease problem. They're much tougher for some reason. And so that's just an interesting thing for you to keep an eye on. They may look different than the Cora that they came from, but they may be even more healthy and denser and more productive than your original plants.
Yeah, these are very robust and just pushing out lots and lots of blooms.
That's good.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, that's great. That's great. Send me some pictures.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and anybody, Ken, we appreciate getting photographs of stuff you're bragging about in addition to problems that you're having and things you need some help with. You just send the photographs to info@dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Another thing on that homepage, you're going at the top of the page, you'll see a photograph come up, and then you'll see it dissolve and another one come up. There's about, I don't know, seven different ones. One of the shots that comes up shows the Nelly climbing live oak in my backyard and shows the back garden. So you can see that the organic program works pretty well. But there's several other things, some of the videos and some of the other things for information for you come up on that rotation. The other thing that comes up over to the right of that photograph, that and the mystery photograph is there too, but there's some other things that come up there also, and I'll tell you about them when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow-release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
We have been getting some pretty incredible reports from people who have received the stem cell therapy that I recommend, and it's just continuing to impress people and help people. So I hope you look into it. If you're thinking about going under the knife for some surgery or taking a bunch of medicine that you'd really rather not do, have this meeting with them and see if it looks like it makes some sense for you to do the same thing. If you're tired of some pain that you've been having, it might be just a simple way to get rid of some pain. Give Infinity Stem Cells a call at 800-341-2650 or just go to the website, which is achievevitalitycenters.com/dirtdoctor. You can set up this appointment. It's free. Have a consultation about whether the people think that you would be a good candidate for this stem cell therapy, like I was. My torn meniscus and shoulder problems as well. And we've had a lot of other people have really good results on shoulder issues, and I know a lot of people have those problems as we get older. Once again, telephone number 800-341-2650. It's achievevitalitycenters.com/dirtdoctor. Now, just finishing up on the and the telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. That red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, buy the books, the art, and the classes. If you go that route to do the purchase of any of those things, you support the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, because it all goes through that nonprofit, which is a 501c3 legit not-for-profit. And it also means that there's no tax and the purchases are tax deductible. So check all that out right at the top of the page. There's another big box at the top of the page that's on over to the right, and it's bigger, and there are lines of dialogue in the big box, and it's labeled Latest Organic Updates, and that's what it is. It's the latest things that we've changed on the website, that we've added to the website, or that we have amended, edited, whatever. There's a couple of things we keep there all the time. One of the main ones is at the top of the list right now, and it's called the Fabulous Tree Slideshow. It's a bunch of slides that cover planting techniques and management techniques of trees, and then it covers all the really interesting trees that you've heard me talk about on the show that are some in my yard, some I've been a consultant on, some I've just met around the country, like the 3,000-year-old Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca, Mexico, and things like that. I think you'll really enjoy it. All the photographs have cut lines under them, so you don't have to just guess what you're looking at. It's all explained as you look through the fabulous tree slideshow, which is free. You just click on it and watch it. And then under that, we have other things. We have the SPCA report of the week is there. It shows up each week as we introduce a new dog from the SPCA. Under that, the most current Dallas Morning News column. What happens there? I write the Dallas Morning News columns. They appear on Thursday in the Dallas Morning News, and then after that, they're put on the website so you can have access to them, even if you don't take the paper, which I'd recommend. But if you don't, you can get the information off of our website. The last column I wrote was on grass issues, talking about the fact that people will tell you it's too late to plant solid sod, which is nonsense. It's a really good time to plant solid sod of any kind. Doesn't matter what kind of grass you're talking about. And that column also talks about some of the other issues with grass and what the solutions are and all that kind of thing. My next column is going to be on hollies. I'm doing a column on the hollies. There's a lot of good hollies, trees and shrubs, dwarf and regular size, that are available out there, and I'm going to do a column talking about the ones that are the best, and that'll be the next column that I do. And then the rest of the box, those lines, those identification lines, just cover other interesting subjects. So check it out. Okay. And then I wanted to tell you also right now about crazy water. We have been drinking crazy water at our house for a long time and recommend it highly. It's what I take to the golf course to drink. It's available in glass now, not just plastic, and I really like that. They sell the products now in the Aldi grocery stores, A-L-D-I, Aldi locations. They're all carrying the crazy water. They started with just the Crazy Water number 2, and I don't know if they're selling the other choices now or not. They may be. But if you're interested in Crazy Water in general, just go to their website, which is crazy or drinkcrazywater.com. Drinkcrazywater.com. We're getting into that time of the year. I probably need to do it no matter what time of the year it is. In fact, I'm delinquent on doing it at home, doing the crispy pecan recipe. If you're not familiar with that, we have the crispy pecan recipes on the website on dirtdoctor.com. There's two different ones, and one's easier than the other. I'll give you some information about it. It's a treatment and a cooking procedure. It's very simple to do for pecans, and it makes the most delicious treats you can imagine, and they're good for you. I think they're even better for you than eating the raw pecans. You can do it with any nuts, but the pecans, I've done the test with walnuts and almonds and various nuts. The taste of the pecans is by far my best. But anyway, I'll give you more information about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees?
The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking about that crispy pecan recipe. I'll get back to that in a little bit because that's something that you need to know about if you don't know about it. Right now, we'll go talk to John. Where is John calling from, David? Whoa. San Antonio, Texas. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
You bet. What's up?
Hey, I was calling because I have a question about choosing a fruit tree. So I'm looking to plant. Really, I'm looking at any kind of fruit tree in my yard. But I was looking for organic fruit trees in all my local. Choosing a fruit tree to plant, like, is looking for that organic designation a big deal, or what's your recommendation?
Well, it's if finding you're not coming across here very strongly, I think what you're saying is finding an organic labeled fruit tree to buy. Thanks, Dave. It's unfortunately difficult to find anybody that has that, so you really, on some crops that you buy, you have to just go with whatever is available. And the fruit trees pretty much are grown by the commercial growers using you know, the chemical techniques and everything, and you just have to buy what you can find, then convert the plants over to an organic program yourself as soon as you can. If you buy fruit trees from an organic nursery, they will have been maintaining the fruit trees with organic techniques while they are holding the plants. But I don't know anybody that's in the commercial growing business that's growing certified organic fruit trees. There may be some out there, but I'm not familiar with them at this point. So you just have to buy whatever is available and convert them over to organics yourself, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was starting to think, because I didn't know if I was just having bad luck and not seeing anything, or if there was something out there that I could try to find. But and then I had one more question. I recently bought a banana tree, and I want to pot it for now. And it's pretty small. It's only, I guess, about 3 feet tall. But do you have any recommendations about what I should put in the pot to kind of hold me over until I choose to plant that in the yard?
Well, if you're going to plant it in the ground anytime soon, you can just hold it over and compost. Just get some, a good compost from the garden center, or a shredded native tree trimmings that's broken down fairly well, and that would be fine medium to hold the banana until you're going to put it in the ground. Bananas in San Antonio are definitely perennial. So going ahead and putting them in the ground now and letting it start to get some root growth, and then when we have some really cold weather coming, cutting it down to just above the ground and covering up the cut-off part of the banana with the shredded tree trimmings, it'll go through the winter without any problem at all and grow back for you next year like gangbusters.
Wow, that's great to hear. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Talk to you later. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Yeah, the crispy pecans recipe, something I probably ought to talk about more often because it's such a great little treat for you to have. We've got actually two recipes for it. The first one that I got years before the second one came along is more trouble, and I'm not sure it's even any better. You might try both ways and see which way works the best for you, in your opinion, from a taste standpoint or ease of making it or whatever. But the soaking in the first one, the first recipe soaks it for 7 hours, or overnight. What you do is you mix the nuts with salt and some filtered water to completely cover the nuts, and you just let them sit. Some people think this soaking really improves the health benefits and the quality of the nuts. I don't know. Anyway, you drain them off the next day, and then you mix the material that's in the recipe here with the nuts, and then you put them on a cookie sheet, and you bake them in the oven at a real low temperature. And one thing that Judy and I have been playing with, we've got an oven that doesn't seem to give us exactly the right temperature, and I'm afraid that also I've been using a little bit too hot a temperature also, because the first recipe recommends that you put the pecans in the oven and you only cook them for 12 to 24 hours at a real, real low temperature, 150 to 175 degrees. And the second one has them being baked at 300 degrees for 20 or 25 minutes. And the last time I made some, I got them too done. I got them a little charred. I still eat them. But they taste okay, but they don't taste nearly as good. So I think maybe going down to 175 or 200 degrees for that 20 to 30 minutes, but keep an eye on them, turn them a little bit, and don't let them get too browned. They won't taste as good. What do you mix with the pecans? Well, the short recipe is this. You take 4 cups of pecans, clean them, wash them off, and then you make this formula. You use 3 tablespoons of butter, real butter, natural, you know, grass-fed organic butter if possible. And then the original recipe recommended 3 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, or Worcestershire sauce, if you want to say it that way. And I use an amino acid, cocoa amino acids that I get from one of the more health-oriented grocery stores. But anything along those lines would work. 1 teaspoon of salt, sea salt, of course, is what I recommend. And by the way, this is all on the website on dirtdoctor.com under crispy pecans. But the rest of the formula is 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. I think that's very important in this recipe. 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder and 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And that's not enough cayenne pepper to add a hotness to it that even people who don't like spicy stuff wouldn't like. It's a nice, very nice addition. And a dash of Tabasco is the last thing. That does give it just a little bit of snap. So those of you that don't like hot stuff at all, you might leave that last thing out. What you do is you melt the butter in a heavy skillet. By the way, I used to use cast iron skillets, and I don't anymore. I may have told you about that. I don't because I have a heavy metal problem. It goes back to my stint in the Marines when I got poisoned by the water and that whole thing. And then my early years of being around things not organic and just being around life. You know, you're around toxic stuff by just breathing what's in the air. And a couple of different doctors have recommended pretty highly that cast iron skillets can give you some access to heavy metals. It's probably not the best idea. So I've gone now to stainless steel. I need to find a stainless steel skillet that has a steel handle so I can put the entire thing in the oven. I don't have that right now. But anyway, this recipe, you can actually cook it on the stove. You use the heavy skillet. You put the butter in there. You melt the butter. You add the other ingredients that I mentioned. And this is all in the recipe on dirtdoctor.com. But anyway, you melt it down, stir it around. I use a wooden spoon to get it all. It takes a while for it to really get all melted and mixed together. And then you put these treated pecan halves. Halves are the best way to go. You can use crumbles if you want to, but the halves are better. Put them on a cookie sheet, and then you can cover the cookie sheet with butter or not. I've done it both ways, and doesn't seem to make a big difference one way or the other. And then bake. Like I said, in the recipe on the website, it says bake for 20 to 25 minutes at 300 degrees. I think that's a little high. We probably need to cut that down to at least 200, and you need to monitor it really carefully, stirring, and it makes the most delicious snack. Even if you don't like raw pecans, you might like this because it really gives them, it brings out a rich, buttery taste to the pecans that's just wonderful. But you can try either one of the recipes. The first one, the big difference is soaking them in water with sea salt in them overnight. And this one you just do all at one standing at the counter. So anyway, give that a shot. And it's on dirtdoctor.com under crispy pecan recipe. Back to the phones. Here's Lou in Ovilla. Hello, Lou.
How are you this morning, Howard?
Doing very well. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Howard, early in the spring of this year, I bought a number of Burford Hollies. They were very healthy, and I planted some in the front yard and some in the back. The ones in the front yard are doing great. The ones in the backyard are having challenges, losing leaves. I sprayed with a number of times with organic spray for mites under the leaves and so forth on top. I drenched the soil with your Garrett juice. But I'm still losing a lot of leaves in the ones in the back. I need some help there.
Well, I tell you the truth about hollies, and I'm, like I said, my next Dallas Morning News column is about hollies. But hollies are wonderful. They're tough as nails, but they have one fatal flaw, and all the hollies have this. And that is, if you put them in a bed and it's hot and you'd miss watering 1 or 2 days and they get a little bit on the droughty side, you'll see the leaves turn kind of a dull green. You'll see the green go from shiny to dull.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I got bad news for you. When that happens, they're goners. The mites are there because of the stress brought about by them getting dry and going into that stage of having that dull color. Once they're in that stage, it's almost impossible, Lou, to bring them back. I wish I had better news for you, but you're probably going to have to replant and just be more careful about the watering.
Okay. Yeah, that is bad news. I think what I'll do then, until then, because we're going into cooler weather.
Sure.
And hopefully some rain this coming week.
I'm going to have to put you on hold, Lou. Let's talk a little bit more in a minute. I'm Howard, and I'll be back right after this.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Well, I think Lou had a little bit more for me, so let's go back to Ovilla and see. Lou, you there?
Oh, yeah, I still am. That was a lot of commercials.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. That's news I didn't want to hear, but I think what I'll do, Howard, is leave them in the ground until the spring, and then if I need to pull them out and replace them, I'll do that and just see what may happen. But I appreciate your time.
Well, there's a possibility that they could come back, but not a very good one, Lou. I've experienced that quite a bit. Did you water? Was there something obvious that was different between how you watered the front and the back?
Well, the front was a little more in the shade, more or less, as opposed to the ones in the back. So during the summer, So that may have been the culprit, really. I watered I thought on a regular basis, but apparently it wasn't enough then, so.
Now, a lot of times when you plant new plants and people have an irrigation system, they think they can just run the irrigation system and that's enough water. And with new plants, a lot of times that's not the case. The other thing that I'd recommend for you and anybody else listening here is when you're planting new plants, whether you're doing it yourself or you're having a contractor do it, you need to keep an eye out for them doing something very important, and that is not putting any plants in the ground that have kind of dry root balls, that the root balls should be sopping wet before they go into the ground. And I've done it myself. I mean, we're all guilty of it. We get in a hurry and we think, well, this root ball is a little bit dry, but we'll go ahead and plant it, and then I'll just water really well, and the water will go into the dry root ball, and everything will be fine. That never happens. Water will not enter a dry root ball.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the case because they were healthy. I put them in a bucket, with water. Mm-hmm. And then I put them in, then I filled the hole with a lot of water. But apparently, I guess it wasn't enough. So, okay, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, the problem we had this year was we had a lot of rain and we had cool weather, And then when we got into the summer, we had some really, really brutal hot stuff. And if you weren't really putting a lot of water on the plants, new plants like that, every day or so, that what you experienced is pretty common to have happened. Sorry about that, but they may come out for you, but don't, you know, don't hold out too much hope for it, and you better kind of get ready to maybe plant some new ones as soon as you can.
Okay, you have a good day.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's see what Carolyn is up to in Arizona. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well. What's up?
Well, I never hear anything about citrus trees or planting or doing anything in Arizona. So I don't know if I just can't find the right radio station or anyway, I've listened to you for a couple years and would like to ask a question about citrus trees. Do you have suggestions or books or anything on planting in Arizona?
Well, not on specific plants, Carolyn, but the planting of citrus trees, whether you're planting them in pots or in the ground, you know, or whatever you're doing, it's the same techniques that we use on planting things in the Northeast and in Texas and all around. One of the places that I've done quite a bit of work in Arizona is in the Prescott area. Where in Arizona are you?
Northeast of Tucson.
Northeast of Tucson, okay. Well,
about 33,000 feet.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time with citrus unless you have a greenhouse situation. Have you tried any at all yet?
Actually, I have a yard full of citrus.
Oh, do you? What all do you have?
Grapefruit, orange, lemon, lime, fig, pomegranate, you name it. So I acquired this, and everyone around this area does have citrus and fruit trees. So obviously they can grow here, but I want to treat them organically and give them the right amount of water, which I just don't feel like I'm getting good advice from the nurseries around here. But
well, a lot of them don't understand the organic program too much, but it's not that big a deal because it's exactly the same. There's no real difference whether you're growing oranges and grapefruit and things like that, or you're growing apples and peaches and plums and those kind of plants. On my website, under guides on the home page, guides is in all capital letters. You go into that, and under that you'll see organic fruit and pecan tree program. And it's exactly the same procedure that you would use, that we would use in cooler, colder climates. And it works for whether you're growing jujubes and pomegranates or you're growing the citrus like you're growing. The timing may be a little bit different, and you can adjust that. But as far as building the soil and the first sprayings of the year and the kind of sprayings that we recommend and the beneficial nematodes and the trichogramma wasps and all of the things that I recommend are the same for you with citrus as is with the kind of fruit trees that we grow down here.
Okay. And is there suggestions on how to, how much to water during the seasons?
Yeah, the watering, if you're building the soil with the organic techniques and everything, the moisture level stays higher. You don't have to water quite as much. There's not a particular calendar, but we give you basic information on how to water. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk some more. Howard Garrett, back after this.